一个主题。
We've been sharing the same theme topic for the last 2 years.
就是天上的意象。
And that is the heavenly vision.
因为你如果看整本的圣经，从创世纪一直到启示录。
Because if you read the Bible all the way from the Genesis to Revelation,
我们的神怎么跟人打交道？
How God communicated with man?
我们本来是瞎眼的，是耳聋的，是瘸腿的，在灵性上来说。
So, racially speaking, as a blind limb, blind and cast, mute and limb.
我们有肉眼，却不认识这位看不见的神。
We have physical eyes, but yet we cannot see our God.
我们有这个耳朵，可是我们听不见神向我们说话。
We have fleshly ears, but yet we cannot hear the words that He's speaking to us.
我们有两只脚，可是我们却偏行己路，我们没有走神的路，我们根本跟神不搭嘎。这个话你能翻译吗？
We have two feet, but yet we constantly walk our own ways and not walk the way that He's willing for us to walk.
但是神没有因着这个缘故就放弃了。
However, yet, no, God did not give up on us because of these things.
在历史历代里头，他一直来寻找、来医治、来改变我们这些被罪所屈扭的人。
And throughout history, He's constantly on the lookout for searching for us, who those who are twisted by sins.
在旧约，神岂是用牛羊的血来洗掉人的罪，这样他能祝福他的百姓。
In the Old Testament, people use the blood of the sacrificial animals to cleanse people's sins.
今天在新约，他的儿子来做我们代罪的羔羊，让我们能够把罪的问题解决了。
And in the New Testament today, that He used His Son's blood to cleanse us and to completely do away with the problem of sins.
那只是第一步。
That's the only the first step.
神要在我们身上要做的工还多了，还长呢。
There are many, many works that He needs to work on us.
所以你如果到圣经里面去看神的手在一个人的身上怎么样做工，你发现他们有一个共同点。
So if you read in the Bible how God works on each one of us, there's one common theme.
这个共同点就是这两年我一直交通的。
And that common theme is what I've been sharing for these past 2 years.
就是意象。
And that is the heavenly vision.
神把他自己向人来启示，这个叫做意象。
God revealed himself to man, and that's called vision.
神给我们是把他启示给我们。
God gave himself to us is by revealing himself.
我们看见这个启示的时候，叫做我们看见意象了。
And when we see his revelation, this is called vision.
这个是跟神的自己与他的旨意发生关系的。
This is God himself having to do with his wills.
这跟我们平常说，昨天晚上看意象了，我见鬼了。
This is different from what we say, normally say, for example,
然后我昨天看了异象了，你要嫁给我了。
Or we say, like, we saw a vision that you will marry me.
这都不是圣经所说的异象。
These are not the vision that's talked about in the Bible.
这是人自己的想象。
These are man's own thoughts.
所以我们必须很清楚地知道，异象是神带领人的一个重要的手段。
We must clearly understand that vision is a very important tool that God used to guide us, lead us.
在圣经里面有这么多不同的人物，有的是做君王的。
There are so many characters in the Bible, some who are kings.
有做宰相的。
And those who are prime ministers.
有做农夫的。
And those who are peasants.
有做渔夫的。
There are those fishermen.
有学问的，也有没有学问的。
There are those who have full knowledge and those who lack knowledge.
有聪明的，也有不是很聪明的人。
There are those who are wise and not so wise.
我们看主耶稣选的十二个门徒，真是看他们叫做朽木不可雕也。
So in looking on the 12 disciples that our Lord Jesus had chosen, they do not seem to be the brightest one.
耶稣讲了又讲，讲了又讲，看了又看，看了又看，还是还是木不像木头一样，不能领悟。
No matter how many times our Lord Jesus say to them or show them, they just cannot understand.
但是神没有因为人的软弱，人的有限，就不在我们的身上做工，他仍然继续不断的来做他要做的工。
However, God did not give up his work on us due to our weaknesses and limitations. He keep on working on us.
所以我们每一个人都必须在我们的生命中来 遇见神，看见神要启示给我们的意象。
So every one of us need in our lives must meet him, our God, and also to see the vision he has shown.
这样我们就明白神到底在我的身上，在你的身上要做什么。
And only then we'll be able to understand what His will is for us.
所以这个意象是必要的，它不是有选择，乃是它没有这个就不行了。
So this vision is necessary. Without it, nothing can be done.
好，那么我今天呢要继续往下讲，我们又讲了一个新约的重要人物，这个人叫做保罗。
So next we'll continue with this topic, and in the New Testament we'll meet a new important character. His name is Paul.
我们上次讲的那叫彼得。
The person we talked about last time is Peter.
彼得是一个打鱼的渔夫，不是一个什么有学问的人。
Peter is a fisherman. He's not nobody who's very learned.
但是今天我们要讲的这一个保罗呢，他是大有学问的人。
However, today Paul, we're talking about Paul. He is someone who is well learned.
那我要请大家一起来读一段他自己的自我介绍。
So I'd like to everyone to read part of scripture where he introduces himself.
请我们来读《使徒行传》第二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
我们要看的是从二十六章第五节开始。
We read from verse 5.
这段话是保罗在一个王的面前的见证。
So these few verses is a testimony Paul has given in front of a king.
这个王叫做中文圣经翻译叫亚基帕王。
This king is King Agrippa.
他是谁？他是当时在这个巴勒斯坦的王。
He is the king of Palestine.
他是被当时的帝王罗马皇帝所分封的这个地方上的这个地区的王。
He is one of those kings that the Roman Empire has placed at that particular for that particular region.
好。那我们来看他在这个亚基帕王面前他自己做的见证，他先说到他自己。
So let's read about the testimony he had given in front of this king. He first introduced, he talked about himself.
他以前的是什么背景？
He talked about his background.
然后他说他的改变。
And then he talked about his transformation.
最后说到他这个改变神给他的一个使命是什么。
And then also what's the commandment that God has given him.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们从第四念过来，这样比较
顺。
我从起初在本国的民中，并在耶路撒冷自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。
So then all Jews know my manners of life from my youth up, which from the beginning was spent among my own nation that and at Jerusalem.
他们若肯做见证，就晓得。我从起初是按着我们教中最严谨的教门做了法利赛人。
Since they have known about me for a long time, if they are willing to testify that I live as a Pharisee according to strictest sect of our religion.
现在我站在这里受审，是因为指望神向我们祖宗所应许的。
And now I am standing in trial for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers.
这应许我们十二个支派昼夜切切地侍奉神，都指望得着。王啊，我被犹太人的控告，就是因这指望。
The promise to which our 12 tribes hold to attain as they earnestly serve God night and day, and for this hope, O King, I am being accused by Jews.
神叫死人复活，你们为什么看作不可信的呢？
Why is it considered incredible among you people if God does raise the dead?
从前我为自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
So then I thought to myself that I had to do many things hostile to the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了，既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案。
And this is just what I did in Jerusalem. Not only did I lock up many of the saints in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, but also when they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them.
在各会堂，我屡次用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话， 又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们，直到外邦的诚意。
And as I punished them often in all the synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme. And being furiously enraged at them, I kept pursuing them even to foreign cities.
那时，我领了祭司长的权柄和命令，往大马色去。
While so engaged as I was journeying to Damascus with the authority and the commission of the chief priests.
王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天上发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，照着我并与我同行的人。
At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me and those who were journeying with me.
我们都扑倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。
And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goats.
我说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
我先起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
But get up and stand on your feet, for this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also the things in which I will appear to you.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Rescuing you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from dominion of Satan to God, and they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
亚基破王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
24节
Verse
24, 保罗这样分述，菲斯都大声说，保罗，你癫狂了吧，你的学问太大，反叫你癫狂了。
And while Paul was saying this in his defense, Festus said in a loud voice, Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you mad.
保罗说，菲斯都大人，我不是癫狂，我说的乃是真实明白的话。
Paul said, I'm not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I utter words of sober truth.
我们圣经就读在这里。
I'll bow reading here.
这是一个伟大的见证，在保罗大概他侍奉神的晚期，他被逮捕，他被送到罗马的路上，他做了这个伟大的见证。
So this is a great testimony from Paul in his later stage in life in which he was serving God, and he was arrested and was on his way to Rome.
保罗大概总共从他得救蒙恩一直到他离开世界有32到33年的时间。
From the time when Paul was first saved to the time when he left this earth, it's about 32 years.
那么现在呢，大概是他侍奉主已经来到了他最后一个时段，也就是说他已经侍奉神20多年了。
So the words we just read is written in his later stage of serving God. So that means he has served God already for 20-some years.
所以他现在站在这个亚基帕王的面前，他说我一生的故事是追溯他20年前神在他身上所做的一个奇妙的经历。
So now when he's standing before the king and talking about his life story, he's talking about when all the way back 20-some years, when his meeting with God.
大概在圣经的人物里头，没有一个人像他那么戏剧化的。
And among all the people in describing the Bible, there's no one who's more dramatic than he is.
他的一生真是神奇啊！
His life could only be described as amazing.
为什么他神奇呢?
And the reason is,
他年轻的时候是一个佼佼者。
When he was young, he was one of the best of the best.
他自己做见证。
Himself testified to that.
他说我是按照我们教宗最严谨的教门做了法利赛人。
He said that I live as a Pharisee according to the strictest sect of our religion.
你如果去其他的保罗的书信里面去读的时候，你会发现，他说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
So if you read the letters that he wrote, you'll see that he calls himself the Hebrew of Hebrews.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是我是纯种的，我没有在我的血统里头没有外邦人的血。
He's a pure breed, if you will. He doesn't have any blood from foreigners.
然后他又是从小长在一个外邦的地方叫大树。
And then also he grew up in Damascus.
大树是 Tarsus.
Oh, he grew up in Tarsus.
你如果去找地图的话，就是今天在土耳其这个地方。
So if you look at his current day Turkey.
那么他从小接受的教育呢是希腊的教育。
So he had a Greek education growing up.
对，他虽然是一个犹太人，但是他接受的教育是外邦人正统的希腊教育。
So even though he's a Hebrew, the education he received, the traditional Greek education.
而且他是罗马籍的。
And it's Roman class.
哦，你不知道他的一生，因为他是罗马籍，使他好几次老命保住了。
And because of that, there are many occasions in his life where it saved his life.
就像今天你是美国籍，有点同样的味道。
So you can think about a little bit like having a U.S. citizenship.
把他送，也送到这个拉比的学校，求教于当时最有名的拉比，叫做加马列。
And then his father at a very young age sent him to the greatest rabbi's school and to study under one of the greatest rabbi of the time.
那么这个在这个学校里面他是第一名毕业的。
And in that school he graduated first.
啊，那么他为他的犹太教就是可以是做法利赛人。
So graduated first in his class, and then for his religion, he willed himself to become a Pharisee.
什么叫做法利赛人？
What does that mean? What does it mean to be a Pharisee?
我们今天讲到法利赛人是假冒为善。
So today, when we use the word Pharisee, we describe a person who is say one thing and does something else.
是反面词。
It's a negative term used.
对，但是当时在犹太人的心目中，这是一个正面的词，这是表明这里有一个年轻人，他要遵行耶和华的律法，终身不改。
And then, however, at the time to the Hebrews, that word, the word Pharisee, represented a good thing. It's someone who has offered himself completely to God and will do His commandments for the entire life.
但这个教门的以他们的心智来讲是可取的。
So it's their praise for their wishes.
但是以他们的生活来讲可咒诅的，因为耶稣在马太福音23章你去读的时候，你会发现耶稣在一辈子里头没有咒诅什么人，他就咒诅法利赛人。
But however, their actual action is something to be cursed. And if you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 23, he hasn't cursed anybody in his life but except the Pharisees.
他咒诅了七次。
Seven times.
去读马太福音23 Pharisees, 你们是有祸的。
And so if you read Matthew 23, he cursed them seven times.
为什么?
And the reason is,
他们知道神的律法,
because they know the law of God.
他们也教导神的律法,
also they teach the laws of God.
可是他们不遵行神的律法, 就是讲一套做一套。
But yet they do not act according to God's
law. 这是神最痛恨的一件事。
This is what God hated the most.
所以今天我反面的是从这个角度来讲。
So today we call somebody who is a Pharisee. This is used as negatively. It's calling somebody who's saying one thing but does something else.
但是这里有一个青年，他那个时候的名字叫扫罗，他还没有改名叫做保罗。
But here we have a young man whose name was Saul. He hasn't changed his name yet.
他是一个非常正直的人。
He is a very righteous man.
愿意为神的律法热心。
He is someone who
跟祖宗的遗传这个传统的犹太教替天行道的人。
He's someone who's willing to act for his religion, for his tradition, to protect the tradition.
所以在他所接受的这个神学思想里头，凡是信耶稣的人都是异端，都是该死的人。
So in the philology he received in his views at the time, false Jesus are someone who should be put to death. It's a
cult.
It's a cult.
对，所以他一生就有一个志向，要把这种异端斩草除根。
And so he will that he will get rid of all these cults.
他第一次看到一个基督徒被打死，圣经有记载是。使徒行传第七章。
And in Acts number, chapter 7, it described where the first time he saw a Christian who was beaten to death.
那个就是圣经新约的第一个殉道者叫做斯提凡。
In the New Testament, his name is Steve.
保罗那个时候什么角色？
And so what, Saul's character, what part did he play at the time?
他是个青年。
He's a
young man.
Oh, he's a young man.
然后呢那些要打他的人把那个衣服统统放下来，他帮他看衣服。
And so those people who are about to beat up on this Christian, they took out their clothes, and so Paul was looking after their clothes.
然后就在看他们拿石头把这个斯蒂凡打死。
So he just sat there and stoned him, the Christian to death.
在那是他一生都忘不了的。
However, in that event, he saw something that he never forgets.
因为他看见斯蒂凡的脸上发光。
Because he saw that there was light from the Christian's face.
Wow, 在他眼中这些人都是可咒可诅的罪人，怎么他的脸上有这样奇妙的光芒？而且他祷告神啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
And he was very amazed at the time. How can a sinner like this Christian would have this light coming from his face? And he's actually praying.
对这个青年有一点震动，可是对他们心很稀奇。
It shocked this young man, but yet he didn't change. But rather, he just he thought that this was strange.
后来他从学校毕业了，就开始在这一个这个犹太教的这个里面，就是锋芒毕露。
And so after he graduated from the schools, he served and did very well for himself in the Hebrew
religion. 我为我的祖宗的遗传
has greatly served.
I serve with zeal.
Serve with zeal.
That's what you mean. Serve with zeal. 当然是热心在那里为他所相信的摆上自己。
He served with zeal for what he believes and completely offered up himself.
可惜你走错路。
He said that it's always important to have that zeal, but yet he was on the wrong path.
今天在这个世界，愿意为神大发热心的人还是有的。
Today in this world, there are many who are still willing to have great zeal for.
像保罗、像扫罗这样的人，在历史中是有的，而且还不在少数。
There are many of those who are like just like Saul throughout history.
但是路差。很多的人为神大发心是自己的能力自己的雄心大志却是在黑暗里却是瞎子
Many people who have great zeal for God's work but they are doing out of their own powers their own wills and desires
他根本就不知道他在做什么
In fact they do not know what they're really
但是他是自己认为我是侍奉谁
God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹这是一个人生最可惜的一件事。
Dear brother and sister, this is the saddest thing in a man's life.
如果你去侍奉世界，你是追求物质、追求情欲，那倒还可以理解。
If you serve the things of this world, that can be understand.
你活生在最终，死在最终。
You live in sin and you will die in sin.
这是大部分人的。
This is the life for most people.
他不愿意这样生活
Not willing to live such a life.
他过一个严谨的最严谨的教门有 discipline 他是一个有自我训练控制的一个人
He is a young man with self-discipline He lives according to the strictest sect of his religion
有坚强的意志力
He has a strong will
有最好的智慧 First class mind
He has wisest his
可是天才俊可是没有方向没有意向他走自己以为对的路
However, this talented young man didn't have the vision he thought what he walked the life what he thought was righteous
在犹太教里面当然这种人很多。
And of course there are many like him in the Hebrew religion.
我今天要告诉大家，在基督教里面年轻人也很多。
In Christian religion, there are many young people just like that as well.
什么叫犹太教？
What is Hebrew religion? Hebrew,
Judaism.
Judaism.
Judaism 是开始的起头，是神给摩西的启示。
And the beginning of Judaism is the revelation God has given to Moses.
是在西乃山上神把他的律法犹太人借着摩西启示出来的。
And it's revealed to Moses for all things that God has for the Jewish people.
是活的，是属天的。
It's living, it belongs to the heaven.
是带着生命冲击力的。
It has this life.
神要把这些本来在埃及的人改变成为一个属天的子民来侍奉耶和华的。
God wants to change these people who originally belong to in Egypt to change to so that their lives can be changed to serve God.
而且这些犹太人都是很
these people are all very smart.
可是你没有想到，神的启示在人的慢慢就异化就改变了。
However, the commandments God has given them slowly changed its meaning in man's hands.
活的启示变成死的字句。
And this living revelation turned into just words that are dead.
到什么地步呢？
To a point that
今天所谓 Orthodox Jew 这个就是今天的犹太教徒吧，这样说吧。
So Jews.
No.
Oh, 这
不是 current Jews.
The Orthodox.
因为在旧中间有一部分的人愿意继续遵行犹太教的律法传统，很多的犹太人根本连神都不信了。
There, those who among the Jews still want to obey the Orthodox teaching.
可是摩西的律
，the laws that Moses passed down turned into nothing.
那当然讲的最仔细就是马太福音二十三章，主耶稣在那个七个祸患里头，他指出他们的宗教叫他们做什么，然后其实是背逆神的。
And then for more revealing detail, it's described in Matthew 23 where Lord Jesus went over every single one of the things that they did according to what they considered the God.
那我讲一点故事给你们听听。
Let me share some illustrations for
我以前说过一个故事，就是电梯，对不对？安息日不能做工嘛，就不能你这个电梯你上楼，他们如果你住高楼你要上电梯的话，你庆这个第几楼你就是做工，你就是犯安息日。
So an example I give in the beginning are supposed to work. So if you go into the elevator and press a button, that is work. So they shouldn't be doing that.
拉比说这个不可以。
So the rabbi said that you can't do this on Sunday.
那上有政策下有对策，那怎么办？
So they came up with a way to go around it.
他就 program 这个电梯每次到安息日那一天每一楼都停。
So they programmed the elevator so that on Sabbath it will stop on every floor.
那么这样就不会要伸手庆那一楼，你就不必定伸手了，这样你就不会
fingers, and so therefore they're not doing work, and so they're not, they can still be obeying the commandments of not working on Sunday.
那我这一次到加州去又听了一个好玩的事。
So this time when I was in California, I heard another interesting story.
因为现在全美国的房地产一塌糊涂。
So right now the real estate market all across the United States is going down.
但是我妹妹在 Palo Alto 那里，她说我们这里的房地产继续上升。她说为什么？
So I asked him why.
那天我们在
having a meal together.
她就给我举一个例子。
So she gave an example.
她说在某某地方，在 Palo Alto 那个附近，有一个房子，卖了多少钱？
So she gave me this example that a certain house in a certain area was sold for a certain price.
那是个 ridiculous price.
For a ridiculous amount of price.
那我说为什么能那么贵？
And yet somebody's still willing to offer such crazy price for it. And so I said, who's this person? And she said, that's he's a Jew.
那他为什么要出这么大的价钱？
So why is he willing to offer such high price for it?
你们猜得出来吗？
Can you guess?
因为这个房子走大概两分钟就是一个 synagogue.
It's only about 2 minutes walk.
安息日不可以超过两里路，就是一个 kilometer, 一走路不可以超过一公里。
Because the Jews had this tradition of they can't walk more than a kilometer on Sabbath.
因为你超过一公里就是犯了安息日了。
Because if you walk past more than 1 kilometer, you have break the Sabbath.
所以他要选一个房子，安息日走路就可以走到。
So you need to pick a house that's.
这房子刚刚好就在这个旁边。
So this house so happens to be near.
所以你要的是天价，他照样出。
So even if you ask for a ridiculous price, he will pay for it.
我只是举一个小例子，你就可以知道这个律法可以叫人 go crazy， 他注重的字句而没有想到后面的灵，人可以受到这么大的蒙蔽。
So I'm giving this as an example of how crazy things、
okay. 现在醒过来的话又在昏昏欲睡。
So
人如果没有意象，没有启示，我们都是活在黑暗的里面。
If we do not have vision, we all live in darkness.
扫罗就是这样一个人。
This is the person who saw.
他为神大发热心。
He has great zeal for God.
他认为所有信耶稣的人通通要杀掉。
He thinks those who believe in Jesus should be.
我逼迫他们，有的执行死刑，有的送进监牢。
He said, I persecuted them. Some were put to death and some were in prison.
他说我出名定案，这是第十节。
And he says that I have cast my vote against them.
他们被杀，我出名定案。这句话什么意思？
When they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them. What does that mean?
有人就解释，他一定是，因为当时能够把人，把这种异端有权柄把他定死罪的，必须是Sanhedrin 的人，就是说我们中文圣经翻译叫公会的人。
So at the time some thinks that for those who with the power to cast vote to put these cult, those who belong to cults to death are belongs to this community
Sanhedrin.
Just Sanhedrin
这边的一个管理经制权力的中心。
The Sanhedrin is a this special organization in the Hebrew culture where theyare in control of the religious and the political aspect.
那么这个头就是大祭司。
So the head of this organization is the high priest.
这是72个人的一个像一个委员会一样的，他的头就是大祭司。
There are 72 members and the head is the high priest.
那么他是这个中间的一员。
So Saul must be one of them.
那个时候他大概三十几岁。
So he is only about
30 years old. 大部分人都是白发苍苍的老者，是所谓的有头有脸的人物，他年纪轻轻就是其中之一了，你就知道他的成就在世人眼中来看他是了不得的一个人。
And so at the time for most people who are able to make it into this community are all well into their extremely successful, so he must all able to make it in, he must be very very successful for his time.
现在他不知道他做了神的仇敌。
But now he knows that he had become an enemy of God.
他在那里抓基督徒。
He's there imprisoning Christians.
有的杀死，有的送到监牢，有的逃的时候他还追。
Some were put to death, some in prison, and some he chased even in the persecution.
那一天正在追捕令。
So he himself said that I have got the command to chase from the high priest.
然后走到这条路上，往大马色的路上去。
So I was on this way, on this path to Damascus.
忽然间，在白中午。
And all of a sudden, in the middle of the day,
忽然间一个大光照下来，我跟我的一起的同伴，通通被打。
Big light that's enveloping them, and all those who journeyed with him were fell for.
我就听到一个声音。
And he heard his voice.
是希伯来话。
It's in the Hebrew dialect.
他说。扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
It says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
你用脚踢刺是难的。
It's hard for you to kick against the goats. Mean.
我们中间有没有农夫？当然没有。
Are there any farmers among us? Probably not.
如果你是农夫，你大概可以懂。你用过，如果你用过牛的话，耕地，牛耕地。
If you're a farmer and you use a cow to farm the land, you probably
understand. 牛把它驯服下来， 做耕地的事。
When a farmer needs to train a cow to be obedient so that he can do the works of farming,
你就会发现那个时候用一个老牛带一个小牛。
You will see that back in those days they have an older one leading a younger cow.
那么就用一个轭放在这两只牛的身上。
And they use a yoke to place between the two.
这个yoke就是这个样子，木头刻出来的。那么一边挂在老牛的脖子上，一边就挂在这个小牛的脖子上。
One side is put onto the older cow, the other one's on the younger one.
然后农夫在后面拉着这个绳子，叫这个牛往前去耕地。
And the farmers would be in the back holding the ropes, calling the cows to move forward.
这个图画也就是主耶稣在马太福音十一章里面所说的，我的容易的，我的担子。轻省，记得这句话吗？
If you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 11, my yoke is light,
my burden is easy.
Easy.
那么为什么耶稣用这个话来告诉我们我们要学主的样式呢？
So why does Lord Jesus tell us this to learn according to his example?
那我请问主这样子说话的时候，
Ask you, when he speaks like this, what is he comparing himself to?
现在我的轭容易，我的担子轻省。这个轭放在谁的身上？
So this yoke, who is it placed on?
老牛跟小牛。
It's on the old and the young cow.
对不对？那拉这个犁的时候，吃力吃在谁身上？
And so when they're pulling the plow, who
bear the load?
Where the
load? 老牛的身上。
It's on the older cow.
所以主耶稣把他自己比喻成那个老牛。
So our Lord Jesus compared himself to this old cow.
那把我们呢？
And for us.
啊，比喻成那个小牛。
It's like that young cow.
啊，来跟他一起学做工。
We're learning to serve.
那么在这个学习的时候，这个小牛啊，很麻烦的。
And so in this learning process, it's very, the young cows
有自己的意思。
And the reason is because
跟老牛在一起真麻烦。
So troublesome to stick with the older cow.
这个小牛呢就常常要走自己的路。
And so the young cow will always try to walk its own way.
一下看一只小狗过去，他就想跟着那个小狗小猫跑。
Maybe he sees a little dog or cat, he wants to chase.
老牛是很老练的往前跟这个地。
So the older cow is very focused.On his work.
小牛就自己想走自己的路。
And the younger cow wants to walk his own.
那他农夫就用两个东西限制他。
So the farmer used two things to restrain him.
一个是这个双额的额把它架在那里。
One is a double.
然后还有一个东西，这里所说的脚踢刺的这个刺。
And then there's that goes.
那么这是一个棍子，前面带着一个尖尖的刺。
So this thing is actually it's made out of a pole with something hanging at the something sharp hanging at the end.
啊，那么每一次当这个小牛要走出去的时候，这个农夫就拿这个带着刺的这个。
And so every time the young cow wants to wander away, the farmer
would use 他的脚要往外走嘛。
The farmer will use these tools to whip at the younger cow's foot.
So, 如果这个牛脾气好一点，没有所谓牛脾气。
If this cow has a reasonable temper, not stubborn,
被打了一下，他就乖乖回来跟着老牛走。
Then he would.
但是有些牛就是有牛脾气，他就要跟你对着干。
However, some cows are very, very stubborn. They will do whatever they wanted.
啊。那么你敲我一下，他就要踢脚踢你一下，就是用脚踢刺，就是这个意思。
So whenever the farmers were with their feet trying to get them back on course, they would then kick the farmer.
那你越踢农夫呢，就打得越凶。
The harder you kick, the more their foot.
所以耶稣就用这句话来问扫罗。
So Jesus used this word to ask Saul.
你逼迫基督徒是你下意识的一个反应。
So you persecute Christians is because it is your subconscious reaction.
因为你知道他们是对的。
Because you know they are correct.
对不对？但是你不能承认他们是对的。
They are correct.
你承认他们是对，你就是错的。
Because if you admit that you yourself,
我一生的成就应该是对的。
Because you think that all you have done in your life is correct.
这些人才是错的。
These people, these Christians are wrong.
他们是异端。
They are cults.
但是你又知道他们是应该是对的。
However, you should know that they are correct.
他在一个矛盾的里头。
So he is in this conflict.
所以他要把他们除掉。
He's in this dilemma, so therefore what he does.
有很多人知道什么是真理。
There are many people who know what is the truth.
但是人在江湖身不由己。
However, when you're in this world, a lot of things you
can't help it. 你在他的体制之下，你要吃他的那碗饭，你就要蒙着良心否定真理。
And when you want to survive, a lot of times you need to go do what's not.
很多的人是由不得他自己的。你在那个体制之下，你要说违背良心的话。
Because when you're under the rule of certain parties, you need to say things.
你要在他里面升官得到更高的位置，你必须做一些违背良心的事情。
And if you want to move on and get a better position, you need to do things that are not what you really truly wanted.
对不对？但是你知道这里面有问题。
Or you do know there's something wrong.
自己的地位成就，你就蒙着良心，你就硬干。
However, for your own gains and your own position advancements, you just have to do those things.
神说你，我已经让你跑了这么长。
And so God says, I have allowed you to run this far.
今天在大马色的路上，我要把你抓住。
So today on Damascus, on the way to Damascus, I want to stab you. He strikes us.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们的一生中，神把我们打倒。
He has struck us down.
我们在那里飞黄腾达、得意洋洋的时候，神管教我们。
And as we're feeling good about our own selves, God disciplines us.
你要知道，你如果被神管教，你是有祸的人还是有福的人？
And you must know that whether you are being disciplined by God.
是什么人？
What kind of person are you?
你要为着你的管教向神好好的感谢。
You need to thank God for the discipline He's giving you.
如果没有这个管教，我们越走就越远。
Because without that discipline, we will walk further and further away.
神就在我们最得意的时候，让你倒在地上。
He will let us fall when we are most full of pride.
他说：“你用脚吃男的，你越反就怎么样，越大。”
It's hard for you to kick against girls. The harder you rebel, the greater trouble you will experience.
保罗算聪明人。
So Paul is a very smart man.
对不对？他一打马上就醒过来。
So as soon as he was struck, he woke up.
有很多人是笨牛啊，打了半天还是懵叉叉。
A lot of times people are very stubborn, and even though they were being disciplined, they still don't know what's going on.
我被打的是气都喘不过啊，那运气好，还是没悟过来。
A lot of times in our life, we may be disciplined to a point that we almost cannot stand it, but then right after we thought, oh, that was lucky, that was easy.
No, 那你就是笨蛋。
And you don't learn your lesson.
你如果像保罗这样聪明，你马上就要警觉啊，这个事情是超然的。
If you're wise like Paul, then you will be alerted to this, and you know that this.
马上问。
And immediately ask two very key important questions.
他就主啊，你是谁
？The very first is Lord, who are you?
你会发现这个问话是矛盾的。
So you from analyzing this question, you will know it's conflicting.
你对一个陌生人，你会说你是主吗
？Will you call a stranger Lord?
对不对？路上你跟一个陌生人相见，你第一句话绝不说主啊，你不会做这件事情。
If you met a stranger on the road, would you?
但是他这个人是他的主，你看看这个人厉不厉害？他马上知道他是主。
But he knows that this is Lord.
虽然我不知道你，但是我知道你绝对比我高多了，大多了。
But he knows that even though I do not know you per se, but I know that you are someone who's much much higher than me.
他马上称他主啊。下面就问你是谁。
So that's why they ask him, who are you?
问得好。
That's a good.
很多人不会问这个问题。
A lot of people do not even know how to ask that question.
你如果是行家，你要问你是谁。
So、if you truly know, you will ask who is.
我们讲到彼得的时候，主耶稣带他们到山上去。主耶稣问什么问题
？So Lord Jesus brought Peter onto the mountain. What did he ask?
主耶稣考他的门徒。
The Lord is testing his disciples. He only asked him one question.
你们，我是谁？
Who do you say that I am?
现在，保罗自己来说，主啊，你是谁？
Now Paul himself asks, Lord, who are you?
这是整个基督徒的关键。
This is the key point as being Christian.
到底耶稣在你的眼中是谁？
Who is
你怎么想？你怎么答这个问题？
How do you answer this question?
因为整个神的工作就决定在这一个问题上。
Because all of God's work is determined on that single question.
普通的人是说他是先知。
A lot of people of this world would say he is a prophet.
他是改革家，教育家。
He's an educator.
这个那个说了很多。
There are many different things. There's those who call him a saint.
都不对
They're all wrong
他是谁
Who is he
他是那基督
He is that Jesus
No,
he is that Christ、
Sorry.
The Christ
He is the Christ
He is the Son of God
必须是独一的神他是你的主
In other words He should be the only God in all of our hearts He is the only Lord And the Lord said that I am the Jesus who you persecute.
这样清楚了，他的地位摆得很清楚，他是主，我是仆人。
So he put the position very clear. He is the Lord, I am the servant.
那第二个问题，
If you are the Lord,
那就是
And therefore I need to listen to you.
主啊，你要我做什么？
So he asked, Lord, what do you want me to do?
我的一生就不是我说我要做什么，这个就是你是主。
So his life no longer is what he wanted to do. Because
如果你承认耶稣是主
if you admit that Jesus is the Lord,
你必须在神的面前解决一个问题，有没有什么？
And that is,
你是主人，仆人，你要我做什么？
That he is the Lord and I am the servant. You need to tell me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
你回答这两个问题了没有？
Have you answered these two questions?
第一，你要知道耶稣是谁。第二。你弄清楚以后你有没有告问问主说我你要我这一生做什么
First question is you need to know who Jesus is and secondly after you have the answer
你这个信你的信仰是
want you to do. Without the answer to these questions your belief your faith is empty
这两个问题没有搞清楚你人生的道路是走不好的
And if you do not have the answer to these two questions you cannot
因为你永远活在一个矛盾的里头
Because you will always live in the contradiction
你最多最多像扫罗一样
The best you can do is be like Saul.
你可以为神大发热心，但是你走错了路。
You can for God, but after all the work that you've done, you're still in darkness.
他答问对了问题，他得到对的答案，他后面的二十年就走了一条世人看起来，保罗啊，你疯了吧？
So he asked the right question and got the right answer. And so for the next 20 years, he walked away that normal, worldly people would think that he's crazy.
他所做所行，司徒大人是谁？
Everything that he does. And so looking back, who's this?
刚刚我们念的。
Festus.
非司徒大人是当时的 governor, 就是巡抚也可以叫做州长。
So governor. Festus is the governor at the time.
这个 governor 看到他呀你是一个大有学问的人呢他承认他是有学问的
so he admits this governor admits that he is well learned
但是我看你是对吧保罗说我没有疯
but Paul said, answered I have not gone mad
我之所以这样是这个意象
that he said that who I am today it is because of that vision Dear brothers and sisters,
你如果有机会碰到一些成功的人吧
If you have an opportunity to meet with people who are successful,
你要跟他请教你成功的秘诀是什么
You need to ask him what's his secret to his success.
你如果碰到好的基督徒，你要问问他某某人啊，你侍奉神这么多年，你的秘密是什么？
And if you get a chance to meet good Christians, you need to ask them, what's your secret to serving God all these years?
这是好问题，该问的问题。
This is a good
question. 你如果有机会，好好的找我请教，他们一生秘诀是什么？
You have an opportunity to have a conversation with these Christians, you need to ask them these questions.
那么你如果要问保罗啊，你的一生的秘密是什么？
And if you need to ask Paul, what is your secret?
你会从使徒行传里面看到 他讲的这件事今天在 Festus Governor 面前，在这个王的面前，他所说的这件事情在整个使徒行传讲几次。
This, you'll discover the thing that he is revealing, testifying today in front of the governor and the king, throughout the book of Acts.
讲几次?
How many times did he talk about that event?
他大马色的这个见证，他在整个使徒行传讲三次。
The Damascus testimony he had retold about total of three times.
九章是第一次，六章第三次。
And then the third time in chapter 26.
他回想他的一生，
he looked back upon his life.
他做一个明亮的见证。
He gave a bright testimony.
我之所以我所是我所做，是因为我没有违背那天上的意象。
What I have done is because I have not disobeyed the vision that was revealed. I have not gone mad. I have clear understanding.
问的是谁？
I know who it is that I believe in.
并且也深信我所交付给他的，他要保守直到那日。
And also deeply believe that whatever I offer up into his hand, he will keep until the end.
中文圣经另外一个翻译就说，我也真的深信我的一生执行了给我的。
And the translation is translated as, I also believe that what I have done is according to what he has commanded me to do.
所以今天早晨我跟你们讲的这篇信息，
So the message I share with you this morning,
我要指出来，这里有一个人，他本来在黑暗里。
I want to point out this person who was originally living in darkness.
但是神用异象改变了他。
But God used vision to change him.
他本来是走这个方。
Originally walking a certain way.
180度。
And from that day on, he needed to go.
本来朝着大马色去的。
Originally he was walking towards the Damascus.
他现在又回来，又进到耶路撒冷。
Now he turned back and walked back to Jerusalem.
细节后面的几次我再去讲他。
And I'll share more about details in the next.
但是我要指出来
messages.
这个是一个每一个基督徒应该有的经历。
However, what I want to point out is that this is an experience every Christian.
你要走在路上，今天回家路上见到大光，不是指这个神奇经历所。
Talking about just that the supernatural experience of walking on your way home and as being struck by this lightning bolt.
我曾经有过这么个天真的想法，要有这个经历，等到今天还是没有等到。
I originally had that naive thought that this is something I should be waiting for, but today I still haven't experienced it.
全本圣经就这一个人有。
For the whole entire Bible, only he experienced.
每一个人的经历不一样。
Everyone's experience is different.
你我不需要去效法经历的部分。你要你我要里面的经的 spirit.
We should not be seeking after that supernatural experience described, being described, but rather what's behind that experience.
因为那个经历掌握这个人的一生。
Because that experience controls that person's rest of life.
所有圣经里面的这些人物都是有同样的这个经历，被这个意象所控制。
All these people in the Bible has been this experience in being controlled.
意象控制我们的一生。
The vision.
不一样的路。
And it causes us to walk this way that people
have said. 我要证明我们所信仰的。
And our life needs to be a testimony to what
we believe. 否则我们的一生就是在黑暗中。
Otherwise, our whole entire life is in darkness.
我们的生命有大的改变。
Our life needs to be changed.
也就是说，我们的信仰不是只是嘴上说的。
In other words, our faith is not just.
我们的信仰必须我们的生活活出来的。
It must be lived out with our lives.
这是我们基督徒要有的。
This is what we as Christians should have.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢得着一批人。
You have all obtained these people throughout history.
在地上为你做见证。
Who are being testimony for.
他们的一生，世人看是疯狂。
To the world people, their lives is they have gone mad.
他们看不懂。
They do not understand.
他们不能解释。
They cannot explain.
但是主，我们被你得着的人，我们懂。
But Lord, those who are touched by you and we understand.
我们里面快乐。
We feel joyous in life.
当我们能够照着你给我们的意象来做过，我们觉得这就是我们人生的答案。
When we can live out into what you have commanded us, we
feel like this is our answer. 因为你带我们走一条天路，信心的路。
Because you have led us to walk this heavenly way, this way of faith.
感谢你，我们被你得着。
Lord, I want to thank you because you have.
求你保守我们。
Lord, please protect us.
我们让我们对你的意向忠心，没有违背。
So that we may be faithful to your vision.
能够走到底。
So that we may walk to the end.
我们就把荣耀感谢。
Give all the glory and worship and praises to you.
因为这是
your glory.
从耶稣的名祷告。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.